ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Text 24. Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. Raja Margam Gate Krishne Dwarkaya Kula Sriya Kamyani Aruruhu Vipra Tat Ikshana Mahotsavaha Raja Margam Gate Krishne Dwarakaya Kulakshtriyaha Harmyani Aruruhur Vipra Tat Ikshana Mahotsavaha Raja Margam Gate Krishne Dwarakaya Kulakstriyaha Harmyani Aruruhur Vipra Tarikshana Mahotsavaha Raja Margam Gate Krishne Dwarakaya Kulakstriyaha Karmyani Aruruhur Vipra Tarikshana Mahotsavaha Raja Margam Gate Krishne Dwarakaya Kulakstriya Harmyani Aruruhur Vipra Tarikshana Mahotsavaha Kulakstriya Karmyani Aruhur Vipra Shana Mahotsavaha
Raja
Margam Gate Krishna Kaya Kulakshtiyaha Karmyani Aruhur Vipra
Shana
Mahotsavaha
Raja
Margam Gate Krishna Dwarakaya Kulakstriya Harmyani Aruruhur Vipra Dikshana Mahotsavaha
Raja
Margam Gate Krishna Akaya Kulakstriya Amayani Aruhur Vipra Tarikshana Mahotsavaha Matajis Vajamagam Gate Krishne Akaya Kulakstriya Amyani Aruruhur Vipra Ikshana Mahotsavaha Hajamagam Gate Krishne Hajakaya Kulakstriya Amyani Aruruhur Vipra Ikshana Mahotsavaha Raja Margam, the public roads. Gate while passing over. Krishna, my Lord Krishna, Dwarakaya of the city of Dwarka, Kulastriya, ladies of the respectable families, Harmyani on the palaces, Aruruhu, got up, Vipra, O Brahmanas, Tadikshana, just to look upon him, Krishna, 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 Mahautsavaha, accepted as the greatest festival. Translation. When Lord Krishna passed over the public roads, all the ladies from the respectable families of Dwarka went up to the roofs of their palaces just to have a look at the Lord. They considered this to be the greatest festival. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. To have a look at the Lord is a great festive occasion, undoubtedly, as it was considered by the metropolitan ladies of Dwarka. This is still followed by the devout ladies of India, especially during the days of Julian and Janmashtami ceremonies. The ladies of India will throng up in the greatest numbers at the temple of the Lord, where his transcendental eternal form is worshipped. The transcendental form of the Lord installed in the temple is not different from the Lord personally. Such a form of the Lord is called Archa Vigraha, or Archa Incarnation, and is expanded by the Lord, by his internal potency, just to facilitate the devotional service of his innumerable devotees who are in the material world. The material senses cannot perceive the spiritual nature of the Lord, and therefore the Lord accepts the Archa Vigraha, which is apparently made of material elements like earth, wood, and stone, but actually there is no material contamination. The Lord being Kaivalya, one alone, there is no matter in him. He is one without a second, and therefore the Almighty Lord can appear in any form without being contaminated by the material conception. Therefore, festivities in the temple of the Lord, as held generally, are like festivals performed during the manifestive days of the Lord of Dwarka about 5,000 years ago. The authorized acharyas who know the science perfectly install such temples of the Lord under regular principles just to offer facilities to the common man. But persons who are less intelligent, without being conversant with the science, mistake this great attempt to be idol worship and poke their nose into that to which they have no access. Therefore, the ladies or men who observe festivals in the temples of the Lord just to have a look at the transcendental form are 1,000 times more glorious than those who are non-believers in the transcendental form of the Lord. It appears from the verse that the inhabitants of Dwarka were all owners of big palaces. This indicates that the prosperity of the city. The ladies got up on the roofs just to have a look at the procession and the Lord. The ladies did not mix with the crowd on the street, and thus their respectability was perfectly observed. There was no artificial equality with the man. Female respectability is preserved more elegantly by keeping the woman separate from the man. The sexes should not mix unrestrictedly. Raja Margam Gite Krishne Dwarakaya Kulakstriya Karmyani Aruruhur Vipra Tarikshana Mahotsavaha. When Lord Krishna passed over the public roads, all the ladies from the respectable families of Dwarka went up to the roofs of their palaces just to have a look at the Lord. They considered this to be the greatest festival. Om Agyana Timirandasya Giranjana Shalakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namah. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto his lotus feet. So here, by seeing the Lord, the residents of Dwarka considered it to be a great festival, Mahotsava. Maha Mahotsava Mahatiti Avirbhav. This is the situation that we are in today. That by going to the greeting of the deities, it's a great festival. It's a Mahotsava. It's every morning we are having a festival. Of course, we have Maha Mahotsava, appearance day festivals and disappearance day festivals. So many festivals throughout the year, one after another, after another, after another. I once was asking Savas, can you please take care of this? I was just asking. And he said, well, first we have Rath Yatra, then there's Janmashtami, then after that is Radhashtami, and right after that I have to go to India, and then after that is the Christmas. There was no time, because Mahotsava is non-stop. Every week, every other week is a festival. So this is our life. The non-devotees, they have their festival, Thanksgiving. They give thanks and murder the turkey. I don't even understand what it has to do with anything. It's not a festival. Only festival is vegetarian turkey in Govinda's restaurant. Tofu and stuffing. I have no idea. Archita said, can you speak about Thanksgiving? I have no idea what Thanksgiving in the karmi sense, in the material sense, is. It's a unnecessary, unwanted, bogus festival. I'm sorry. At least Christmas has some Christian spiritual meaning, and it's like Columbus Day. Columbus was no one. America was already discovered, Prabhupada said, but Columbus is taking credit for discovering America. Actually, he was making a humongous mistake. He was headed for India to get the spices of India, turmeric, coriander, hing, so many wonderful spices of India. And by mistake, he landed in America, and therefore he called the residents of this place Indians. They were Americans. The American Indians are actual Americans. All of us, everyone after that, is a foreigner. If you want American power, and what do they call the pride of the... Say it again? Oh, I don't know about that. But if you want the American power, then who are the Americans? Not the British who came over, not the East Europeans. My great-grandparents or grandparents came from Lithuania. We're not really Americans. Not the Ruskies, not the Asians. It's the American Indians. And what did the people do to give thanks? They slaughtered the American Indians, the dwellers of this country, by the hundreds of thousands. Wholesale slaughter. That's not a festivity. Festivity is Krishna's birthday, Lord Ramchandra's birthday, Radharani's birthday. That's festivity. Disappearance day of Rupa Goswami, disappearance of Srila Prabhupada, disappearance of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. That's a festival. That's Mahotsava. But unfortunately, in this material world, they have made so many artificial and bogus festivals, made up festivals for their sense gratification. Just like they have a big festival tomorrow, is called Black Friday. Is a big festival in American culture. That's our culture. Black Friday means people go to the stores, especially the toy stores, to buy Christmas gifts. And there's so many people, and they're so eager for the discounts of Black Friday, that they literally fist fight over the objects on the shelf, and that's the festivity. That's actually the festival. Fist fighting for toys for your grandchildren and children. Or fighting for clothes and at the clothing shops. Great festival for the non-devotees. But the festivity of the devotees is seeing Lord Krishna. Greeting Lord Krishna. The festivities of the residents of Dwarka was when Krishna was there in Dwarka, when he came to Dwarka, and the women, the cultured women, would greet the Lord from the rooftop. Prabhupada says in the purport that the women weren't just on the streets. They would greet the Lord from the rooftop. Because in Vedic culture, men and women do not associate freely. This Western conception of freely associating has led to so much, all of us, unwanted progeny. Bhagavad Gita states that when there is no culture for the woman class, when they aren't protected, then unwanted progeny. What's the Sanskrit word? No, the Sanskrit word for unwanted progeny. One person. Varna Sankara. Varna Sankara. Unwanted progeny. And this Western culture, we're so proud of Western culture, is made up of 100% unwanted progeny. Unwanted children. Even my mother and father were talking one day. I think they told my little brother, "We didn't even want you." Maybe that's why he has problems. I'm not sure. But they told him, "You were a mistake. You were an accident." How does someone feel that they were brought into this world by accident? It was a grand mistake. That's Varna Sankara. So therefore, Vedic culture prohibits the mixing of men and women freely. Men and women are separated in all circumstances. on the altar, in the temple, in service, unless one is married to that particular woman, one doesn't associate loosely with the opposite sex. Of course, in our culture, in the modern day, it doesn't matter opposite sex, same sex. Everyone is lusting after everyone, practically speaking. There is now, I think is legal in our beloved state of California, same-sex marriage. That man can marry man and woman can marry woman. This is the advancement of our culture, of our Western culture. But Krishna culture is so beautiful because everything is centered upon worshiping Krishna. Everything is centered upon the deity of the Lord. Not that the fools and rascals take the deity as idol worship. No. The deity is the manifestation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is a story in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Madhavendra Puri, he was going to the holy place of Govardhan Hill. Today is the end of the month of Kartik, of the worship of Damodar. Madhavendra Puri, in his travel to Govardhan Hill, he became very tired walking such long distance. And he sat by a tree, and a young boy came there with a cup of milk. And he said, "Well, who are you, young boy?" He said, "I'm Gopal. I'm a cowherd boy. I'll give you this milk, and later I'll come back to get the container for the milk." So he said, Gopal said, that in my village, no one goes hungry or thirsty. This Madhavendra Puri was fasting. But Gopal, the young boy, said, in our village, no one goes thirsty, no one goes hungry. Everyone gets taken care of. So Madhavendra Puri took the milk, and after some time, Gopal didn't come back for the container. He fell asleep and under that tree. And during his sleep, he had a grand dream. When devotees dream, especially when the pure devotee dreams, that is the and dreams of Krishna, dreams of Prabhupada, that's the same as Krishna and Prabhupada being there. Sometimes devotees dream of Srila Prabhupada and they dream of Lord Krishna. That's the same as Krishna being there, as Srila Prabhupada personally giving you his association. So in this dream, Madhavendra Puri heard Gopal. He said, "I'm under the ground here. Please come and get me out from the ground. So many years ago, I was buried here by the priest because the enemies of the temple were coming to attack the temple. And the priest had to hide me, the deity. I'm Gopal. Please get me, get some village people, get me out of the ground, out from behind the bush, and establish me on Govardhan Hill. So Madhavendra Puri gathered some assistance from the village, and they lifted Gopal, who was there behind the bush, hidden by the bush, and he bathed him because Gopal was cold and had been on the ground for so many years. So they bathed, performed Abhishek, they worshipped Gopal Krishna, offering foodstuffs, offering arti, offering all of the paraphernalia that would be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. So, sometime later, this Madhavendra Puri, who was the spiritual master of Ishwar Puri, who is the spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was the grand Param Guru, grand spiritual master of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This Madhavendra Puri had another dream that Gopal came to him after a few years and said, "I'm very overheated. Can you go to Jagannath Puri and get me some malaya, some sandalwood paste, and spread it all over?" That is why malaya, the place of sandalwood, in Asia they have a place called Malaysia. Malaysia. That is the named after this Sanskrit sandalwood. So Madhavendra Puri took the long walk from Govardhan Hill to Jagannath Puri. Such a long walk. I can't even imagine. I can't walk from my house to the temple. And that's 30 yards. Madhavendra Puri walked across India, practically speaking, to get from Govardhan Hill to Jagannath Puri. On his way, he stopped in one town named Raymuna. In that town, they worshipped the deity of Gopinath, and they used to offer wonderful, wonderful prasadam to Lord Gopinath. And especially they would offer this one preparation of sweet rice. In Sanskrit, it's called keli. Oh, kheer. There's another name, keli something. I forget. But they were offering this wonderful sweet rice. And when the priest was making the offering, he was taking little rest before his pujari duties. He got a dream of Gopinath. Gopinath came to him and said, "When you're finished with the offering, give one of these." Madhavendra Puri wanted to worship Gopal with the same. So he asked. But he was asking during the offering. So he felt very guilty. But when the priest went to sleep afterwards, he was woken by a dream of Gopinath said, "I've hidden. I have actually hidden from you one of the containers of the Chira. You come, get washed up, come and get the Chira and find Madhavendra Puri in the marketplace where he's resting. Call for him and give him this cure that I've stolen for him. And therefore, the Lord is known as Chira Chora Gopinath. Gopinath, who's the stealer of the Chira. He hid the Chira from the Pujari. So the Pujari washed, went on the altar, found the cure right there, hidden by Lord Gopinath, went to the market and was calling out, Madhavendra Puri, Madhavendra Puri, Gopinath has saved you all of this sweet rice. So Madhavendra Puri finally heard the priest. He came and got the sweet rice and continued on his trip. He was actually very humble because devotee doesn't want to be glorified. He thought, I'll be glorified in this city of Ramona, this village of Ramona, if I stay, because everyone will hear the story about Chira Chora Gopinath. So he went on his way to Jagannath Puri to get the malaya, the sandalwood. And when he was there, when he finally made it, walking to Jagannath Puri from Ramona, you can Google on Google Maps. Nobody walks from Ramona to Jagannath Puri. Hundreds and hundreds of miles. And in Jagannath Puri, the servants of Lord Jagannath helped this Madhavendra Puri to gather all the sandalwood, and also they ground it with the camphor. With camphor. And when the sandalwood and the camphor were ground together, it made a beautiful paste that he was going to bring back for cooling his deity Gopal. On the way back, Madhavendra Puri stopped again in Ramona and I forget if it was the priest or Madhavendra Puri, he had a dream that please put the it was Madhavendra Puri had a dream again of Gopal. And Gopal told him, if you put the combination of sandalwood and camphor on the deity of Gopinath, it will be as good as putting that camphor and sandalwood on me, and it will have the cooling effect on me, Gopal. Just put it, you don't have to take it all the way back here to Govardhan Hill. You just put it on Gopinath. It's the same as putting it on me. So Madhavendra Puri decorated the deity Gopinath, bathed the deity Gopinath with that sandalwood and camphor, and the Gopinath deity became cooled, and the deity of Gopal on Govardhan Hill also became supremely cooled. So this is the effect of deity worship. We offer foodstuffs to Krishna on the altar, to Rukmini Dwarkadish on the altar. Krishna is eating. Offer the puja. Krishna is accepting that puja. Krishna is the deity form. Srila Prabhupada explains, just like in the old days, they used to have things that we called mailbox. Anybody remembers mailbox? I don't think they even have them anymore. They still have mailboxes? If they do, they don't let you open it. They make a little slot so that you can't put They're worried that people will mail bombs to one another. That's also part of our American culture. Besides Thanksgiving, there's the bomb mailing, putting bombs in the mail and other destructive things in the mail. So they make the mailbox with a little slit. You can't even put a Krishna book in it. I used to go and put the Krishna books that I'd sent to the members in the mailbox. No, now you can't even put a BTG through the slit. Only a little letter. You have to go to the post office. But mailbox was there because mailbox is the representation, authorized representative of the post office. You have a United States mailbox, that's as good as United States post office. So the deity of the Lord, Srila Prabhupada would explain, is just like that. The post box, the mailbox for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the authorized. He's authorized just like the mailbox is authorized. You can't just put up a box yourself and have it authorized. It has to be the United States Postal System, USPS. Then it's authorized. So the deity of the Lord is authorized form of the Supreme Personality of Godhead and accepts our worship. Therefore, Prabhupada said, you should be very careful worshiping the deity. Very careful to guard against the fences. Very careful to be clean and punctual in worshiping the deity. Just like Madhavendra Puri in his great worship of Gopal and Gopinath, Chirachara Gopinath, this is a festival. This is the real festival for Vaishnavs and all Americans. This is your festival. Come and worship Rukmini Dwarkadish. Eat their prasadam. That is great Mahotsava. That is real Mahotsava, real festival. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Happy Thanksgiving. Give thanks to Krishna. Okay, people.